pasuk at the end of Parshas Bereishis says, "V'noach matzachein be'enei Hashem." What does matzachein mean? So the Sforno explains that Noach really didn't deserve to be saved from the Mabul. Hashem saved him because he gave him some kind of matnas chinam. He favored him. But he really didn't deserve it. Why did Noach deserve it? The Sforno says because Noach didn't teach the people of his generation. He didn't put them on the proper derech. And he put them on the proper derech, maybe they would have been chosen to tshuva, and the whole Mabul would not have happened. So because of that, he was only matzachein. HaKadosh Baruch Hu favored Noach and saved him and his family from the Mabul, but he really didn't deserve to be saved. There are some who want to suggest that based on this Sforno, we can understand why the Navi Yeshaya refers to the Mabul as Mei Noach. Mei Noach, it seems like the Mabul was the responsibility of Noach. It was his fault. Why was it his fault? There's a famous comment of the Zohar that maybe the Mabul is viewed as Noach's fault because he should have davened for the generation. Maybe had he davened for the generation, Hashem would have stopped it. He would have stopped the plan and he wouldn't have brought the Mabul. But based on this Sforno, we could suggest something different, that maybe the reason why the Mabul is viewed as Noach's fault is because, not that he didn't daven for his generation, he didn't teach the generation the proper derech. Now, if he taught them derech Hashem, so maybe they would have been chosen b'tshuva, they would have changed their acts, and the Mabul would not have been necessary. At first glance, this comment of the Sforno seems a little bit difficult. We know the famous Maamar Chazal that Rashi makes reference to at the beginning of the parasha, that Hashem told Noach to build the Teva 120 years before the Mabul because he wanted him to be able to show the generation exactly what was going to happen. Everyone was going to see Noach building a Teva. You see an older man, he wasn't a young whippersnapper anymore. You see him building a Teva and you sort of wonder what's going on. So Noach was going to tell them, well, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring a Mabul on the world because we're not acting properly. Hashem wanted Noach to be building the Teva for such a long time so that he'd be a model for the generations, that they would be chosen b'tshuva as a result of the lessons that he would teach him. We don't find anywhere in Chazal, anywhere in the Pesukim, that Noah didn't fulfill his mission regarding this point. We don't find that Noah did not teach the generation. We don't find that Noah did not build the Teva for 120 years, and some of the people of the generation did come to him, and he probably did inform him that the Mabul was coming. So if that's the case, what does the Sforno mean that Noah didn't teach the generation the proper derech? So I was thinking maybe the answer can be based on another Maamar Chazal. Rashi says a little bit further in the parsha that Noach and his family came into the Teva mipnei mei hamabel, mipnei, because of the waters of the Mabul. What does it mean because of the waters of the Mabul? So Rashi quotes Chazal that after Noach went tanei amana haya, even Noach was not a believer. He was mamin ve'eno mamin. He didn't really believe that the Mabul was coming. So until the mayim were dochkuhu, and until the mayim pushed him into the Teva, he didn't go into the Teva. The waters pushed him in, it started raining, so then he went into the Teva. What does it mean that Noah was Miftani Amana? He didn't really believe. He didn't believe. What, he was building the Teva for 120 years, he didn't believe that the Teva was coming, that the Mabul was coming. So, the Stipler in the Sefer Birchas Peretz, Sefer Chumash, he suggests that Avad and Noah believed. Intellectually, he had Emuna, he believed that the Mabul was going to come. But he didn't have what the Stipler calls Emuna Chushis. He didn't really believe it in every fiber of his being. He didn't have an emotional, heartfelt emunah. No. He believed it. He knew it was coming. Intellectually, he knew that it was coming. But he didn't have this heartfelt, deep emunah. He didn't have conviction. He didn't really believe it deep down. And maybe that's the criticism, that because Noah didn't have the heartfelt emunah that he was supposed to have, the people of his generation weren't convinced by his musashmus. Yeah, he told them that the Mabul was coming, but they didn't feel it. They didn't see it in him. They didn't see the enthusiasm that Noach had. They didn't see that he really believed in what he was saying. So maybe that's the criticism, that the Mabul came as a result of Noach. Maybe the Mabul is called Mei Noach because Noach really was at fault a little bit. Had he had a stronger sense of conviction, that would have come across to the people on the outside, the people of his generation. But because he didn't have that strong conviction, they didn't change. They didn't change, and that's why Noach really shouldn't have been saved either. He really was at fault. He shouldn't have been saved, but there is a special matnas chinam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was chon in him, he favored him, and he allowed him to be saved, even though he really did not deserve to be saved. We see from this a tremendous musar haskil. We see from this the kind of effect that our behavior can have on people around us. If we don't have enthusiasm, if we don't have conviction, so that attitude is picked up by people who see us. And then even if we want to influence people around us, they're not going to take us seriously. Many experts say that when it comes to raising children, this is a very important point as well, that too often parents lecture children, that they tell them what they want them to do. But sometimes children are able to see through the parents' motives, the parents' words. They see what the parents really believe in. So it's very important to keep in mind, a person wants to raise children in the proper derech, it's very important to serve as a good example for the children, because the example is going to have much more of an impact than all of the drushes. If we have conviction, if we really believe in all the mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim that we do, then we can have an incredible impact on people. I once heard a very beautiful story about a Jew who came to the Orthodox synagogue in Dallas. He walked into the rabbi's study in the shul in Dallas, and he told him, "I want to give a donation to the shul." So the rabbi recognized that he wasn't a member of his shul, so he said, "How much do you want to give?" So he quoted some astronomical sum, a few million dollars. So after the rabbi recovered from his near heart attack, he asked the person, "To what do we owe the pleasure of this visit?" So the individual told him, "Well, on a recent trip to Israel, I happened to be passing by the Western Wall, and I saw a person praying there. He was praying with such concentration, such emotion, such feeling. I said to myself, I want to donate to a cause that he would want me to give to. So I checked out, and I spoke to different people around here, and they said, he is Orthodox. So here I am. I'm at the Orthodox shul in my community, and I want to give some money." So the Rav said, "Wow, thank you very much." He took the money and he built a day school with that money. And so the person telling the story commented, he said, "Imagine this Yid who was davening at the Kotel, he's going to come up to Shamayim and they're going to give him a big Yasher Kodesh. They'll say, oh, you built a yeshiva in Dallas." And they'll say, "Yeshiva in Dallas? First of all, I didn't think I'd build a yeshiva. Secondly, where is Dallas? What is Dallas? You know, he's a Yid in the Kotel. What the..." You see what kind of impact you can have on people around you, but it's dependent on what your attitude is, how you do mitzvos. If your mitzvos are heartfelt mitzvos, you can have a tremendous impact. Many of us are going to be entering into the workplace after we graduate, and we're going to come in contact with many different people. People are going to be looking at us, they're going to be observing every move we make. They'll be looking at what we do and what we don't do, how we speak, what we say, our friends, etc. They'll be looking at us very carefully, trying to discern whether we really believe in what we're doing or not. If we just walk the walk and talk the talk, but we don't really believe in the mitzvahs and the ma'asim tovim that we're doing, we don't have conviction, we don't demonstrate that conviction, we risk alienating those around us even more. But if we really believe in what we're doing, we have conviction, we have enthusiasm, we'll be very surprised to see what kind of tremendous positive impact we can have on all the people that we come in contact with.